Last year, because of you, Preborn's network of clinics saw over 58,000 babies saved. Thank you to all who made this possible. Let's celebrate these precious babies. When Antoinette found out she was pregnant, she was in a bad place. She didn't know how she could raise her child on her own. She searched for an abortion clinic, and God led her to a Preborn clinic where she met her baby on ultrasound. When she saw her baby and heard the heartbeat, she broke down crying, and the nurse reminded her that babies are blessings from God. She chose life. Her daughter's name is Treasure because she is a gift from God. Each of these babies are truly miraculous, and every day Preborn celebrates 200 miracles. $28 a month can be the difference between the life and death of a child. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection that doubles a baby's chance at life. Let's join together and help mothers choose life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Well, that introduction is a little bit misleading today. We are not taking Bible questions. We are doing praises and thank yous all day. Last week, if I remember right, we had some people call in, and we were talking about people who had influenced us, people who had blessed our lives. And Alex made the recommendation, let's do a show where all we do is thank you, especially thanking God for the people that has helped us to come to Christ, have helped us to grow in Christ. And that's what we're going to do today. Today is going to be thank yous. Cole, who puts it on the podcast, he said, what do I need to put this up as? I said, just thankfulness. And that's what we want to do today. Mm-hmm. This is Bert and Alex, and we're glad you're joining us today. And Alex, that number, by the way, if you want to get ready to call in to thank God for certain people in your life, and you can thank God for certain things as well, that number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Mm-hmm. Alex, I think the people are listening to two people who have a lot to be thankful for. Their names are Bert and Alex.
Oh, my goodness. The Lord has been so good to us. The Lord has been so good to me. And I want to ask people this, and we'll give that number, 888-589-8840. Who showed you Jesus? You know, Bert, I love to preach the Word of God. And let me share a scripture, if I may. 1 Timothy 2:2, Paul said this, "The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also." Bert, somebody passed the gospel along to you, and many people passed it on to me. Somebody influenced you for Jesus, and I guess isn't the rest of life passing it on to others as well? Aren't we links in a great, beautiful chain that goes all the way back to Peter, the Apostles, Pentecost, and the empty tomb, aren't we?
Amen, Alex. It is, and it is really an unbroken chain from somebody to us. Somewhere along the line, it came from one of the followers of Jesus Christ there in the first century, and it's been passed down, until it has come to us, and we are part of the family of God. Let me give some scriptures a thank you as we're getting this. I just decided I'd write them down, Old and New Testament as well. Psalm 95:2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. If you're going to come into the presence of God, I want to just tell you, you need to consider there's a lot to be thankful for. Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Going over to the New Testament, Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, one of my favorites is Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Alex, listen, we've got so much to be thankful for, and I just wanted to share the Bible is filled, and I want to ask you one more question while we're still waiting. We're going to get as many calls as we can today. Alex and I, the most calls we've ever received in one program is 20 or 21. So we would love to, it's not because we're competing, but it is something that we love to do, hear from as many people as we can. But Alex, when I think of all the things, I've never met a spirit filled Christian that was not thankful. Have you?
No. Oh my goodness. That's one of the keys to the blessing of God. That's one of the keys to having a joyful life, is to really be grateful. And obviously life, salvation, health. I hope everybody listening is very healthy. But you know, Bert, I just think about the people from my mother and dad to my dear grandmother, Joy McFarland. She's long since in heaven. I had an uncle, Pat Hodge. He's in heaven now, and I was a little bitty boy, and he said, they called me brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R. My sister called me brother, and Uncle Pat would say, brother's going to be a preacher one day. And my grandmother, Joy, said that, and I got to tell you, as a rambunctious little teenager, I told my grandmother, I said, I'm going to do a lot of things, but I would never be a preacher. And, you know, I had no idea what God had planned, that I would find Christ at age 21 when I was in college, and really trying to tell my friends about salvation became my single-minded priority, you know. But Bert, I think about Angie, who was a Christian ever since third grade through the Good News Clubs of Child Evangelism Fellowship, and she wouldn't go out with me until I came to church and got right with Jesus, and then about 5 years later we got married. But I pursued her, and she said, no, you need to give your life to Christ. And Bert, I could take the rest of the show. I'm not, because we have callers, but I'm here because of the good Lord Jesus, but also literally dozens of people that obeyed the Lord and influenced me. I hope for God's glory, maybe God's allowed me to influence a few people too. But isn't it fair to say that we're the summation of all those faithful folk that invested in us, Bert?
It is true. My list would be so long. And since we're doing it, I got to say to my wife, Jan, I was saved. We met in church. I was in the choir. I couldn't sing a lick, but as I tell everybody, that was a good place to look for girls. And and so I saw that redheaded girl there that day, and I told my friends, she's mine. Now, I wasn't a prophet, but I was bold in front of them. But because of Jan, I owe so much. Matter of fact, she was part of the Bible Memory Association. And
wow.
And we would memorize verses. The 5 years that we were dating, each spring we would memorize 99 verses all that spring.
Wow.
And God used
that's
her.
That's awesome.
It was. When we was on our dates, we had to work on those memory verses, because that's just what it was. And it changed my life, and I owe so much to Jan, still do. And she's my chief accountability partner. She's my best friend. So it's a neat thing to have that. Well, Alex, amen. The lines are full.
That, people got a lot to be thankful for, don't they?
Yeah. Who do we go to first, brother?
Let's go down to Texas, one of my favorite places, Texas. And Terry, thanks for holding. You are the first caller on this very special edition of Exploring the Word.
Wow, that's awesome. Listen, in 2008, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called myasthenia gravis. I used to couldn't even say that. I never heard of it. And I've been strong all my life, sports, rodeo, and whatever. And it got to where I was so weak, I couldn't open a bottle of water. I had to get my wife to open it, sometimes even open car doors for me. But anyway, I was told that it's incurable, and that I'd be on medication the rest of my life. I wasn't able to talk very well at that time because this disease had, my speech was very slurred. And the specialist I was seeing in Houston told me, and I looked at him and I said, well, Nahum 1 and 9 says that God can bring an utter end to it and affliction will not return the second time. And me being a child of the Most High God, I get to name what it is. So I made that scripture personal. And it said, when God brings an utter end to myasthenia gravis, affliction will not return the second time.
Amen.
And I told him, I said, Doc, I believe God put you in my path. I'll do what you tell me. But understand this, my hope is not in you. And he looked at my wife. He said, I don't think he understands. And she looked at him and she goes, Doc, he understands, and you're not going to change his mind. Well,
amen.
I got well a year later, had a relapse, and I was in ICU, and I had a friend bring his pastor that came and visited me in the hospital in ICU, and before they left, they said, Terry, can we pray for you? I said, absolutely. I said, but first, I need you to tell me, how are you going to pray? And they were confused by that. They said, well, we're going to pray, ask God to heal you. I said, well, that's okay then. I don't need you to pray. And he said, my buddy goes, you don't want us to pray for you? I said, well, we're not in agreement with that prayer. I can't come in agreement with you. I said, you see, the word says I've been healed. And that's what I'm sticking to. And he said, well, how do you want us to pray? I said, if you can come in agreement with me and thank God for my healing. I said, because I'm receiving it. Now, what I see, what I feel, what the doctor says isn't my report. My report's from heaven. And it says I'm healed. And so I don't care about relapse. I don't care about all that. And 11 years later, I go to my doctor, 6-month checkup. And I'd been on the lowest dose of this medicine for 11 years. When I hadn't been on 11 years, I was on a big dose at first. And he looked at me and he went over my chart and he goes, listen, quit taking the medicine.
Amen.
I wasn't too shocked by that because I had an expectation based on what the word told me. And so I was okay. But what got emotional was when he talked to me a little bit and he said, you don't have to come back.
Amen.
And I said,
amen, Terry.
What is that? No, what he said was, send me a Christmas card every year and let me know how you're doing. And well, I said, does that mean I don't have to come back?
Well, Terry, we're praising the Lord for you. Brother, your testimony, you're living. Alex, it reminds me of the land that had already been given to the Israelites, the Hebrews. All they needed to go in was conquer it. God has a lot for us. We just need to go in and get it sometimes. And sounds like, Terry, that's awesome. Don't you agree, Alex?
I do. And I like that praying, believing God. And I know we're asking God, Lord, please help me get through this. Please provide. But really, it is present tense. You know, let's praise God as if it's a done deal, because really, our God does supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Terry, thank you for that good testimony. Let's see if before this first break, we can also go to Illinois. Larry in Illinois, welcome to the program. What are you thankful for, Larry?
Good morning or good afternoon. I am thankful for AFR, for you guys there on Exploring the Word. And I'm thankful for a godly mother, a godly wife, a mom that made sure I was raised in church, and then it instilled all those biblical principles. And then I met my wife in college, and hey, I ended up getting saved in 1976.
Well,
and now
amen.
Here it is. We've been married now for almost 47 years, still serving the Lord. And man, I want to thank God for all the men of God who've instilled it. You know, in me and invested in what God's doing from Chester Grove when I was a kid. I was an ornery little kid, to Bob Moore in Stuttgart, Germany, to Mike Smith.
Larry, we're going to have to hang on. We'll be back right after this break. Thank you, brother.
We want to welcome a new sponsor to American Family Radio, and I hope you give them your full support. That's Christian Healthcare Ministries, chministries.org. If you're like most of us, you're feeling the strain of rising healthcare costs. Well, good news. Christian Healthcare Ministries may be the answer you're looking for. CHM is an affordable, faith-based option to traditional healthcare that provides members the freedom to choose doctors without worrying about networks or waiting periods since they're not insurance. Can you say freedom? CHM is the longest-serving health cost-sharing ministry and has been around for over 40 years, helping Christians pay for and pray for one another's medical bills. They're tried and true and have members in all 50 states and around the world and have covered billions in medical bills. Members not only get advantages from the affordability, flexibility, and reliability of CHM, but they also receive access to 24/7 telehealth services at no additional cost. It's no surprise that doctors across the country appreciate working with CHM, and so will you. Make the switch today by visiting chministries.org/AFR. That's chministries.org/AFR.
You know, Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like medicine. Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Alex and Bert here, and we're talking about things that we're thankful for. And by the way, I'm thankful we have so many people that follow us on social media. Brent Austin looks after the Exploring the Word Facebook page. And maybe if you are on Facebook or social media, like us. If you would, just put in the space bar, Exploring the Word, and we'd love to see those Facebook numbers keep on climbing, and Brent posts things there, and I think it'll be a blessing to you. But right now, being thankful, we're going to stay in Arkansas, or go to Arkansas, rather. Tony, in Arkansas, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you, Bert and Alex. I'd like to start off by saying I thank the Lord for 56 years. Today's my birthday, so.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
You bet. Amen.
Thank you, guys. And then I'd like to thank God for loving parents that are godly parents and raised me as a God-fearing man. And I'd like to thank my wife of 29 years almost this year, Bert. Me and her met in church, too, when she was 13 and I was 15.
So, oh, wow, man.
We've been married for 29 years this year, but we've known each other for, 40 years or so. So, yeah, needless to say, I thank God for y'all's message and y'all spreading the gospel and the teachings and the things I've learned from your show traveling. So, anyway, I'll get off the air, and I appreciate you guys, and God bless, and y'all have a great, great day.
Thank you, Tony.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
What a blessing. Yes. What a blessing. Diane in Kansas. Diane, thank you for holding, and we welcome you to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. I just want to say that I'm thankful to God every day for all the blessings that He has given to me. My family, we have a business. He's blessed us with that. But second, I want to say thank you to God for my husband. We've been married for almost 19 years, and he's helped me to grow as a Christian. I got a Bible for my confirmation gift, and mm-hmm. I guess I thought it was just a gift, and I shouldn't ever open it. But he has encouraged me to read the Bible daily and study, and we pray together. And I remember waking up one morning looking at him and just thanking God for creating him.
Oh, wow. That is so sweet.
Amen.
God bless you.
Listen, being married to a godly mate, a man and his wife, a wife and her husband, it is a joy beyond. It is really unspeakable. Doesn't mean that you agree on everything, but it means you're headed in the right and the same direction, Alex. It's an awesome thing when that happens. So, Diane, thank you for that.
Doesn't a Christian spouse make you a better human being?
Oh, listen, without, then I'm not going to testify anymore, but I needed Jan.
oh, my word. And I needed Angie. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And look, it doesn't mean you don't have words, and there's tough days, but you grow, and the Spirit of God works in both of your lives, and then you sharpen each other's lives. And I got to say this, we're going to go back to the phones, but I was on a show yesterday, and somebody asked me, and I forget what it was, because I do two or three interviews a day, and they said, you know, if you had one prayer for America, what would it be? And I said, God, give us Christian families.
Yes.
I mean, really, there's a hundred things to pray about, to be sure. But I said, if I had one prayer, I would say, dear Lord, give our nation Christian families.
Amen.
We're going to go to actually my home state of North Carolina. Brandon, thank you for holding, and welcome to the American Family Radio Network.
Hey, guys. That was great what Diane said about a Christian mate. I realized how much that means in a family, and I'm so thankful, and that encourages me so much. But I wanted to first thank the Lord for the man who instilled biblical truth in me as a young man growing up. My dad was kind of out, and his name is Steve Crotts. I want to say it on, I don't have a mountaintop, but I got a radio station, I guess. But
right on.
He's such an encouragement to me. And secondly, I want to thank God for just the local church, how important and how meaningful it is to have a community of other believers there with you and to encourage each other. And it has helped my family so much grow in Christ, and praise be to his name, because it's so important to be a part of a local church. Thank you, guys.
Amen, Brandon. Amen. God, isn't God amazing?
Amen.
I mean, it's just like marriage. Amen. Marriage was God's idea. The local church was God's idea. And when man starts messing with it, we're messing up with what God said is good. Thank you, brother. Good report. Amen.
What a great call. Yeah. Hey, we're just, as they say, we're just bragging on Jesus.
Amen.
In Florida, Michael. Michael, thanks for holding. You're on, my friend.
Thanks. Love AFR. Love the show. Talking about the being thankful, there's a lot to, there's never a shortage of that. But what my original thought was, I'm thankful that when I was, I think I've always believed in God, even when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. But I came from a family of four children. I was the second of four. I was the only male. And God bless her soul, but my mom, she left me in private school longer than she did any of the others. And I thank God for that, because I think I had a magnet to trouble on my butt. I was just prone to find trouble. And thank God, because I was put in Colorado Christian School, and that kind of helped me all throughout the years, because, you know, that happened in second grade. And, of course, you know, I grew up and I found trouble in all kinds of other ways. So had I not been exposed to that in private Christian schooling, I don't know that it would have stuck as much. Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to say was, years ago, back in the day, y'all had a program on AFR called Focal Point with Brian Fisher. And I was hanging out with my buddy, and he was listening to this in his work vehicle. And I wasn't into talk radio and all like that. I mean, if you do that, you're starting to get old. You know, you drink coffee and you listen to talk radio. Okay? So I passed that test. But anyway, that's where I got hooked on politics and religion, because, you know, I don't do Christian music and all that so much. But AFR and, like I said, Focal Point with Brian Fisher, that's what got me stuck on AFR ever since then. So to be between all of that, I mean, there's so much to say, but number one, thank God that I was left in private school, because I think that really really embedded the biblical truths in my life. And then as I got older in life, thank God for having been exposed to, like I said, AFR and Focal Point and many, many other programs.
Amen, Michael. Mm. Thank you. Listen, be praying for Brian. He's had some health issues. We kept up with him, and I love Brian Fisher. He is a blessing in our lives as well, Michael. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Wow. Kentucky. Marianne in Kentucky, welcome to Exploring the Word. We're talking about things that we're thankful for.
Hi, I am thankful to be in recovery. God saved me out of an awful, awful life of addiction, and I ended up getting hepatitis C during that time, and he completely healed my body from that. No medication, nothing. He completely healed me. So I'm grateful for that. And
praise
a new beginning with my daughter.
Amen, Marianne. God, listen, deliverance is what God does. God delivers us from sin, but many, many times he delivers us from our own direction. I think that's what Michael was saying. You know, a lot of times there's those that just headed in the wrong direction. They're able to do it, but God is able to deliver us and set us in a new path. Marianne, sounds like you got a new path to following Christ over your addiction, even the health, and we praise God for that, don't we, Alex?
We do. He breaks the chains and sets us free, doesn't he, Bert?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Terry in Texas. Terry, thanks for holding. Welcome to Exploring the Word. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my trials and tribulations. And let me explain that through my trials and tribulations, God has showed up and showed up in a big way and always proved that he can take whatever the devil means for bad and turn it around to good. And I've had a lot of tribulations and trials. The hardest one I'm facing right now is I've lost my granddaughter, 5-year-old granddaughter, almost 2 years ago, and that's been the hardest one to face. But I'm still praising God through it.
Amen.
Bless
listen,
you.
Grandchildren, listen. We have 5, and there's a relationship there. Those of you that are grandparents and have the opportunity to be the grandparents of these grandchildren, there's a special relationship and a special ministries grandparents have with grandchildren. So, Terry, I know that's painful. Father, I pray you'd help Terry. I pray that you'd bless her. I know the loss of a 5-year-old had to be beyond description of pain, but I thank you that she has the assurance that you are working those things out, even for a 5-year-old that has died. The reality of you, what you did with David's child, Father, I thank you gives us hope for those 5-year-olds and others that have gone on before us. And now if we trust Jesus, we have the opportunity of doing what David said, I'll see him one day. We thank you for that reality in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Terry. It's very special. Shane in Louisiana, thank you for holding, Shane, and you are on Exploring the Word.
How you doing this afternoon, guys?
Blessed. Praising God. How about yourself?
I am doing real well. I am calling, and my wife would probably, she's going to kill me for doing this, but I've got to give her a shout out. I'm about 50 years old. And I was I found myself at about 30 years old with 2 failed marriages and a child from each marriage. And finally, I guess, getting my act together and getting straight. The Lord blessed me with a woman that is just the most incredible lady on earth. She's just anybody and everybody that knows her. Her name's Emily. She's just, the Lord's really blessed me. I kind of don't even have words to explain. She blessed me just above and beyond. And here recently, she's a go-getter, and she's always staying in the Lord's will. And the Lord had her run for office here in the state of Louisiana, and she's a House representative now, and looking forward to the future. It's It's been cool. It's been real fun for us, lady. But anyway, I just want to thank God for her. She's an incredible woman.
Amen, Shane. Amen. Now, aren't you glad? God can. He's amazing what he can do with a messed up life, isn't he? Alex, it's amazing. Yes. It really is.
Well, listen, brother, thank you for sharing that. And let me just say to everybody out there, you know, a lot of us are, you know, got a lot of joy in our heart today. We're praising God. But there might be somebody listening, and things are tough right now. And it's hard to feel very positive. Please believe this, folks. If you're down in a valley, you're hurting right now, God has things for you. He really does. I could give you so many scriptures like Jeremiah 21:11 and others. But, Bert, I just feel led that maybe somebody out there, these testimonies are a little word of encouragement.
Amen.
I promise you on the authority of God's word that after the dark night, there is a new sunrise.
Hallelujah.
And God has things for you. Call out to Jesus and just pour out your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, turn the page and give me a fresh start. And, Bert, he will. I believe that to the core of my soul. Bert?
I believe it. I've seen it. And we've got people right here in our midst that they are praising God for those opportunities. Matter of fact, let me say this. We're going to go to the next caller, I know. But tomorrow we're going to have one of our prayer meetings. And so some of those people that you're talking about that's in the valleys, they may want to call back tomorrow and say, listen, I heard that testimony, and I'm praying, and I'm seeking God, and I need his help. So that's coming tomorrow. Where do we go to next, Alex?
Ohio. Sean in Ohio. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yeah,
you are on.
What's up, Jess?
Yeah, how are you?
God bless you guys. I'm going to thank, praise God for you guys. There's nothing better on this planet than worshiping and praising our God.
Amen.
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 Hey, the previous caller right there, hey, let me tell you, brother, your history is his story. Prioritize Jesus every single day in your life, and, man, things will continue to be good, brother. Okay, thank you for John and Mary Pabst down in the Dominican Republic. They got a mission down there, Feed My Sheep DR. They're building houses. They're feeding people. But more importantly, they're telling everybody and teaching the Gospels to everybody down there. Many, many villages that they're going to, writing devotions and walking and meeting people and greeting people. John and Mary Pabst, DR, Feed My Sheep. Praise God, I just got a radio ministry here lately, and Wednesday, Thursday night, Friday nights, I'm very, so, it's a Christian radio station, guys.
Amen.
So I am just, oh. Woo.
Amen.
He is working hard on me, and I have the strength only through Jesus to do this stuff. It's incredible. But I love you guys. I know we know each other a little bit. I've called before, but praise God for David Jeremiah, Tony Evans, Robert Jeffers, Jim Stanley, and you guys too, right?
Amen.
Amen.
All the AFR guys.
Thank you, Sean.
The coffee's great. I love you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Sean, right. Walk in the Spirit. I believe he is. Amen.
Amen. Well, a lot of kudos there, my friend. God bless you. Marty in, is it Iowa?
Yeah, the music is playing. Marty, can you hang on? Marty, don't hang up. Stay with us. Yeah, we'll be at the top of the next segment, and we'll have you on. We're doing thank yous to the Lord for his goodness to us, for people that has blessed us. And this is a time of testimony. I agree, it's a time of worship. We'll be back with more right after this break.
We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she'll choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
All my hope is in Jesus.
Okay, thank you for rejoining us here on Exploring the Word. It's a special day of thank yous. And, man, our lines, it looks great and full. be as precise. Those of you listening, be as precise as you can so we can get as many people and their thankfulness on. It's just been a joy. And Marty, I don't know what happened. If we were cut short and we can't go back to him, but if you, there he is. We'll go to you next if we can. But first, let's go to Karen in Arkansas. Does that sound good, Alex?
Sounds good. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Right before Christmas, y'all had a prayer meeting program, and I called in and requested prayer for my grandson that was in trouble with the law.
Yes.
And Bert prayed. Now, I'm saying it wouldn't matter which one of you prayed, but the prayer was exactly what I have been praying, and I have had peace, like the Bible says, beyond understanding, and I want to thank you very much.
Well, amen.
Hey.
Isn't that something?
Amen. Matter of fact, Karen, we're going to have prayer time tomorrow. I think God's leading us in this way. We're talking about it being the biggest Sunday school or Bible study group, you know. And sometimes in your Sunday school, your small group, Alex, sometimes it just needs to be prayer time. Sometimes it just needs to be thank you time. And that's what we're doing today and tomorrow, and we praise God for it. Karen, thank you.
Yes, and I really do think the Holy Spirit leads us in our prayers. Many times people have prayed for us, and it was exactly what was on my heart, or vice versa. And Bert, don't you think the Holy Spirit really does, when our hearts are yielded, God leads us in how we pray for one another?
I believe it with all my heart. I don't have to have all the details to pray for somebody. That, if not careful, prayer meetings can become gossip sessions by letting everybody know. And sometimes you need to just say, man, pray for me right now, and let that be it. They don't have to be specific. God knows the specifics. Anyway, yeah. I don't preach. We need to go to the lines. Who's next?
Daryl in Texas. Daryl, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yeah,
hello, Daryl.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, man, I just want to, I'm kind of like, have you ever been in the valley and the mountain at the same time? It's just like your thoughts. I got one part of my family that's in serious, dire need. Then the other one's doing great. And I'm kind of struggling with both.
Yeah.
I'm working the shutdown. I've been going, talking to y'all, or talking to y'all, well, whatever. I feel like I always talk to y'all. And going to work every day, and I come home at night, and, you know, the little things I think we forget to be thankful for. Like, I take a shower in hot water.
Amen.
That's the thankful things that we get all in this bad stuff that's happening in our life. That's just opportunity for God to show himself.
Amen, Daryl.
That's what I got to believe.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Let me say it. Go on a mission trip to a kind of a third world country. Go out into the villages or country. Take cold showers all week. And I want to tell you, you will thank God for a warm shower. Daryl, brother, I mean it. Thank you for all my heart. We need to be thankful for those. We call them little things, but I'm telling you, in a lot of places, they're big things, aren't there, Alex?
Oh, yeah, and not only hot water, but fresh water.
Amen.
We need to thank the Lord for that. Christopher in Mississippi. Welcome, Christopher.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good to hear from you.
The thing that I'm really thankful for with the Lord, and I kind of get choked up about talking about it, is I used to live in Panama City, Florida, and doing good for myself, you know. But in 2002, I got really homesick about needing to come back home to my family. And my mom helped me move back to Memphis, to the Memphis area, and got settled in. We went out, did a whole bunch of things together, and a week later, she passed away.
Yep. Wow. Amen. Those timings, while you're gathering yourself, Christopher, those times, my dad had dementia for several years, but right before he died, God gave him a morning of clarity where he was, his dementia wasn't affecting him, and it was a day I'll never forget. Those times like that, Christopher, the time spent or the days of clarity are God-given, aren't they, brother?
Amen.
Wow.
100%. I thank God for that last week that he has allowed me to spend with her.
Amen. Brother, thank you for calling. And have you noticed how many relationships are here, Alex?
That's what it's all about. I mean, all it's about, folks, life is about God and family. I mean, it really is. And the Lord knows. See, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things be added to you. The Lord knows we need a roof over our head, and we need transportation and a car and things like that. But, Bert, it's all about the love of God and the love of others. It's all about relationships, isn't it?
It is. Amen.
Buddy in Texas. Buddy, thank you for holding. Welcome to AFA.
Hey, God bless you. Yeah, my name is Buddy Wilcox from Waco, Texas. And I spent my whole life.
Hey, buddy, turn your radio down if you would. We're here in the echo, brother.
I just turned it off.
Okay, thank you, man.
There you go. You're good. Yes.
Well, anyways, not to take nothing away from nobody or anything like that, but I'm thankful for God first and foremost, and I'm thankful for his son Jesus Christ, because if it wasn't for what Jesus Christ done on the cross for me, I wouldn't be able to be thankful for nothing.
Hallelujah.
The last 20 something years of my life down here in Waco selling drugs, had a needle in my arm. I just spent the last 5 years of my life with God, and he's delivered me from all that, man, and I'm thankful for that. If I was to get thrown in a ditch and left there to rot till I get to heaven, that'd be what I deserve. He owes me nothing more, you know what I mean? He saved my life. And the same jail I spent most of my life in now, I go and minister to. So I'm just thankful for God. There's so many other things I'm thankful for. I lost my kids. Me and my dad didn't have a relationship. My mom, I mean, none of that. Now all of that's been restored, and there's so much more, but I don't want to take up too much time. And I'm thankful for you guys. I listen to y'all every day, man. I mean, for the last 5 years, I don't listen to worldly music no more. I don't listen to nothing. It's either y'all or it's nothing. And my wife's always, why are you listening to this talk stuff? I'm like, well, if you'd listen to it, you might understand.
Buddy, but, praise God for you. God is good, Alex. Man, there's another deliverance. I think I've kept up with four. We've talked about God deliverance. And tomorrow, when we're doing the prayer request, I got a feeling we're going to have some people call in saying, I need deliverance from. And we're having the testimonies of what God has done and can do today, haven't we?
Amen. Amen. Buddy, God bless you, brother. And to God be the glory for his saving power. Jacob in Arkansas. I think it is. Yeah, Arkansas. Yes, Jacob, you're on.
Yes. I'm thankful for three specific men that started praying about three different things at the same time that the Lord answered their prayers through my salvation. And Bert, you enjoy this because you interviewed Godwin in October from India on your other show.
Yeah.
And my salvation story ties into that. One of my best friend's dads was a praying guy that prayed that the Lord would give them somebody to take to church, which ended up being me because I was not raised in a Christian family. There was a man that used to be my dad's boss whenever he was in high school. He was in college that got into discipling people one-on-one, and he started praying that the Lord would let him disciple someone that he was a bad influence on before he was a Christian, which ended up being my dad. And then the guy that started that India trip was also running a mission trip to Africa at the same time and prayed that the Lord would give somebody to take over that India mission trip, which ended up being the person that discipled my dad. And the way that all that ties in, the guy started taking me to church, and for 6 months I got saved there. My mom and stepdad were about to get divorced. And literally, my mom had an apartment rented. We were supposed to move in that weekend. Friday, the landlord called and said we couldn't move in because a plumbing pipe broke. that Sunday, the guy that took me to church ended up being sick. So I had to ask my stepdad, who was an alcoholic, who was drunk at the time, to take me to church. He went to church. He got saved. The man that was praying for the person to be able to disciple ended up going to that church that day on the way to his normal church. The Lord told him to go there. He heard my dad's name. He started discipling my dad. My dad got saved. Dan Lyons, who ran that mission trip in India, was my grandparents' next-door neighbors, and he was talking to my dad about 6 months later and invited my dad to India. And my dad told the guy that was discipling him about it and said he didn't want to go, and the man discipling him said, no, you're going. I'll pay for your trip, and I'll go with you. 2 years later, that man ended up being the one that took it over, which is the one that ended up bringing Godwin into the story. So it's kind of one of those, which three of those prayer requests is the one that, you know, they all three tied together and all three of them praying for something and didn't know. And my dad, my stepdad, he ended up 2 weeks after he got saved, led my grandmother to Christ. She passed away 2 months later. He led my grandpa to Christ on the day of her funeral. We were late to the funeral because he led him to Christ there. About a month later, he led my brother to Christ, who ended up getting cancer about a year later and all that. And basically came from a family that no one went to church, no one was a Christian, to everyone in my family saved. And
amen.
I'm actually in the process of going through seminary and started pastoring and about to be moving to Arizona to pastor a church.
Praise God.
Well, amen.
Jacob, I stop just a minute. I don't want you to hang up. Hold on, and I want Richard to get your phone number and information because I want to pass this on to some people here. That needs to be written down because hearing it, it's hard to keep up with it. Writing it down, and we got some folks here that has some writing skills that would be a great testimony. So Jacob, thank you for calling. Hold on, Richard's going to get your phone number, and I'm going to try to do some connecting here because Alex,
that's a great testimony.
Yeah, that reminds me of the old movies. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Meanwhile, this was happening.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Jacob, thank you so much. What do next?
Chelsea in Texas. We want to get these calls in. Chelsea, welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Praising God.
Yes. Well, I might sound a little crazy when I say this, but I'm so thankful to the Lord for allowing bad things to happen to those good people. A lot of the time we ask ourselves, why do those things happen to, why did that happen to that person? Let me tell y'all, I was raised by a crazy mama. My mama and papa kept me a lot, but had a crazy mama and no daddy. And always knew, probably since I was 6 years old, that Jesus was real and that he loved me no matter what. Well, I ended up getting married at 20. I had a baby. I had another baby, two baby boys. And my husband, he hurt our youngest son. He is in prison now until my children are 40 years old because he crushed him with his bare hands.
Oh, my word.
So growing up with no daddy and then having this baby diagnosed now with hemiplegia to the right side and cerebral palsy because of his injuries. And please excuse me, I'm going to pick up line for my oldest son. Homeschool the other. But I just want to say to all those people who go through these tragedies in life, the Lord has that happen to you so that you can help others.
I have a little cousin. Yeah, Chelsea,
yes,
he does.
Yes. I have a little cousin who grew up with no daddy, and she's come to me her whole life. And he finally reached out to her, and she was so scared and nervous he wouldn't love her. And 10 years later, they have an amazing relationship.
Well, Chelsea, we're going to say thank you. Your testimony is loud and clear. God permits, and then he uses those things happening. Thank God for how he can take what he told Joseph, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. He turned it into good. Thank you. Got one time for one more, Alex.
Is it Jaleesa in North Carolina? Am I pronouncing your name correctly, Jaleesa? Hello?
Jaleesa. North Carolina. Jaleesa.
Are you there?
Are you there? Okay. Well,
okay.
Hate Bert, that.
Jaleesa, if you're there, but Bert, 2 Corinthians 1:4, God comforts us in all our tribulation that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And see, folks, here's the thing. Being a Christian, it doesn't mean you'll never go through any hard times, but if you'll allow God, He will sustain you through it, He will strengthen you, teach you, and someday you'll be able to come alongside somebody and say, look, I truly understand what you're going through. And let me tell you, I was there, and Jesus Christ is faithful.
Amen.
That's true, isn't it, Bert?
It is true. Let me remind you, tomorrow is going to be a prayer day, prayer meeting day. And then Thursday, Alex and I are going to do a special study on living victoriously in the seasons that we're living in today in 2024. You don't want to miss these next 2 days. They're going to be a blessing to so many. Alex, been great for the thank yous. Thank you for thinking about that, brother. And we're looking forward to tomorrow with more of Exploring the Word.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
I want to thank our sponsors, Preborn and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Preborn Network clinics have rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day they save 200 babies' lives. But they can't do it without our help. Will you head over to preborn.com/AFR and sponsor an ultrasound? Christian Healthcare Ministries is the longest-serving healthcare cost-sharing ministry, helping Christians pay for and pray for one another's medical bills. Make the switch today and start saving. Visit chministries.org/AFR. That's chministries.org/AFR.